Chapter 7. The Tree of Hesperides. Hercules returns to King Eurystheus and tells him everything. The king is furious.
"You didn't clean the stables,"
he says.
"The rivers did it."
"But it was my idea,"
answers Hercules.
"This time you must find the Tree of Hesperides and bring one golden apple from it."
Hercules travels around the world, but he can't find the Tree of Hesperides. He asks many people to help him, but the answer is always the same. "We don't know where it is." One night, Hercules' wife, Megara, appears to him in a dream. "Go to the west side of the world for your tree," she tells him. Hercules follows his wife's suggestion. He sees a giant holding the world on his shoulders.
"Who are you?"
asks Hercules.
"Why are you holding the world like that?"
"I'm Atlas, and this is my punishment for attacking Zeus. I can't take the world from my shoulders,"
Atlas says.
"I must hold it forever, and I'm very tired."
"I'm sorry for you,"
says Hercules.
"Thank you,"
Atlas replies.
"But why are you here?"
Hercules explains his mission, and Atlas tries to help him.
"I know the tree's location,"
he says.
"But a terrible dragon guards it, and the golden apples are very high in the tree."
"I'm not afraid of the dragon,"
says Hercules.
"Please tell me the location of the tree."
Atlas tells him, and Hercules finds it easily. The ferocious dragon is under the tree. Hercules takes his poison arrows and shoots the dragon. An arrow hits the dragon's heart and kills it. But now, Hercules has got another problem. The golden apples are very high on the tree.
"I can't get an apple, but maybe Atlas can,"
thinks Hercules. Hercules returns to Atlas.
"The dragon is dead now,"
he says.
"Can you help me, Atlas? Can you get one of the golden apples for me?"
"I'll help you on one condition,"
Atlas says.
"You must hold the world for me. You can do it, Hercules. You're very strong."
"Okay,"
says Hercules, and he takes the world from Atlas.
"Maybe this wasn't a good idea,"